Hello there. Today, Pascal would like to share with you verse 31 of chapter 40 of the book of Isaiah. Today is March the 24th. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. In the eagle family, the female is larger and stronger than the male. They form a couple until death does them part. Both parents incubate the eggs, keep the nest, feed and also train the young. For the eagle, raising a family is a responsibility that belongs to both the parents. How would you describe a newborn eagle? Well, it's all wide open eyes and mouth. It looks rather like a mouth that has been attached to a bunch of feathers. Parents are busy keeping that mouth full because the eaglet has an insatiable appetite. He knows that when he opens his mouth, mum and dad will fill it with good things. And our Heavenly Father is like these parents with their eaglets. He tells us in Psalm 81, verse 10, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, I'll fill it. Many have already spent most of their Christian life walking around with their mouths wide open, and they have loved what the Lord has put in that mouth. If father and mother eagles know that their eaglets need to eat to grow, how much more our Father knows what his eaglets need to grow? Jesus, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, says it this way, If then, bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask them? God feeds his people with his words. Just as eaglets depend and live on food received from their parents, so too do our lives depend on food that comes from God. Matthew, in chapter 4 of his gospel, speaks of it in this way, Man will not live only on bread, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. In the world of eagles, it's a fact that eagles only survive if they receive food that suits them. It allows them to grow and to become strong. Without proper nutrition, eaglets will not develop much, will be sick, and will eventually die. As for us, we now live in the kingdom of God, and we need to be nourished by his holy word, or we will become weak and not grow in our faith. If the source of our spiritual food is inadequate or inappropriate or from another source than the word, we will weaken. Our best diet is the whole word of God. Isaiah says this from God. Listen, yes, listen to me, and then you will eat what is good. You will enjoy tasty food. Dig into the Word of God and bon appétit.